perfect. And, you know, she thinks she's kind of perfect. And, you know, you can't see any flaws here. She looks all wonderful. And then I got this other bird, and she's a hot mess. And she's got cracks and broken places, and she is barely hanging it together here. But do you notice what you see? You can see her light. You can see God through those cracks. That's the beauty of the God we worship. He takes our cracks, the places where we are broken, the mistakes we've made, the places where we're ashamed, and he makes something beautiful out of them if we let him. This is what helps us to be able to connect with people. You know, it's our cracks that help us to love people. I remember, I don't know, some of you all are younger, but I remember watching this show called Star Trek. And Captain Kirk, do you remember him? He would pick up those boulders and he would toss them across the room and they would just bounce away. You know, I don't know that they were rocks. And he had the Tribbles. Do you remember the Tribbles? Well, he had a friend named Spock. And Spock had no feelings. He had no ability to feel anything. Spock was super, super smart, but he had no feelings. And he didn't really understand Captain Kirk a lot of the time. Did you notice that? He couldn't figure out why he cared so much about things. We need our feelings. We need our ability to care and connect. If I didn't have cracks and broken places, and trust me, I got a lot, I wouldn't know how to sit with somebody who's going through a broken place. I wouldn't know how to love them through it. That's what makes me feel I can connect to them. You know, so many times I thought, because I have God, bad things will not happen. Because I have God, my life will be easy. And it didn't work out that way. And it's not even a promise, really. The promise isn't that bad things won't happen. The promise is that we will never be alone when they do. The promise is that God will always walk with us and weep with us when we walk through that dark place. You know, Israel was pretty well destined to be conquered. We knew. We didn't pay attention, but we knew. We were the small minnows in a pond between two big powers, and they were going to take our land because we had prime real estate. We know today that there are going to be dark times. Sometimes we don't pay attention to it, but we know the possibility is there. And we have a choice, you know? Are we going to turn it over to God and let God heal those broken places? Or are we going to try and do it on our own? Are we going to try and just walk it on our own, acting like Miss Pretty Pants here? Nothing's wrong with me. I got nothing bad going on in my life. I think when we do that, though, we don't let God work through that hurt, you know? And we don't really let God be present with us. I think we use the wrong word when we say fix. It's not about fixing things so they go back to the way they were. It's about letting God in so that the way we were is better. So that the moment grows us and strengthens us. God wants our hearts. Do you remember what he said to the woman at the well through Jesus? And Jesus said he wanted the hearts of the worshipers. He didn't care whether you worshiped in Jerusalem or anywhere else. What he wants is worship from the heart. You know, we get caught up in stuff sometimes, like, what song do we sing? Should we sing contemporary? Should we sing traditional? Should we raise our hands? Should we not raise our hands? All the questions. And God says, none of that matters. What matters is your heart. Bring your heart to me, whatever place your heart is in. If it's full of joy, great. If it's broken and hurting, great. Bring your heart to me and let me heal you. Oh. I hope that this has been helpful. You know, we suffered to learn that God wasn't in a building. I hope you don't have to suffer like we did to learn that. I hope you learn more easily than we did that God is present in these hurt places. Oh, you know, Jessica, you may want